The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
And we're back here on Analyze This. And you know, we're quiet, but the room getting invaded, my son. So I got to be careful now, because the woman them look like this. And they look like they want action, so let me mind my manners here real quick. I go get ugly, yeah, in a hurry. Programming notes for tonight, PBS NewsHour at 7 p.m. WTJX, and then at 8 p.m. Dream, explore the accomplishments of Kevin Krieger, Victor LeBron, and Kareem Nicholas at the 2013 Kentucky Derby. That's from 8 to 9 p.m. And then another Muhammad Ali documentary from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., right? They say follow along as Muhammad Ali shocks the world by defeating George Foreman, winning back the heavyweight title, right? And that took place in 74. I remember that one. That was, what it been, 50 years ago. Wow. Time flying. And then at 11 p.m., Point of View, POV, follow a charismatic woman and her employees as they work in a shop in Brussels and discuss life back in Cameroon. And, of course, at midnight, I'm Emporian Company, which goes back to 11 p.m. because time going to turn forward. Saturday night, around 2 a.m., which is Sunday morning. And then we're going to be back on Eastern Time with the Eastern Time Zone. So, PBS NewsHour, 7. Dream at 8, Muhammad Ali documentary at 9 to 11, and then Point of View at 11 p.m., taking us to Amon Warren Company at midnight. So, let me see what we got going on here. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Analyze This has been invaded. We had some bush tea in the first hour, and now I'm going to need the microphone. The lady Barracudas. They in the house? That's okay, not here?
Yes.
Here we go. Volleyball or what?
Basketball.
I can play any basketball. I'll
yes.
go out with.
Yes.
Alcohol?
Yes.
Very
yes.
much.
Champions.
You want a
one?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
don't
want
one. I don't want nothing of me, you know. No. Look, check this, right? When I say I want nothing with me,
literally.
Right? My left knee, I just felt the pain. I just felt the pain when I said that, so I gonna backtrack. So, let me introduce. Who's the coach? Speaking to the microphone. Don't you can't bound to be coaching the girl them, giving them all kind of orders, and then come in my studio and running from a microphone.
Not at all. Pleasant good morning to the listening audience.
Uh-huh.
I'm Coach Yvonne Lynch, and I have Coach Robinson here with me as well. She's my assistant coach.
Mm-hmm.
I also have Coach Dawson, who's not here right now, but I know she's listening. I have some of my JV players and some of my varsity players here in the station with us,
mm-hmm.
and I will let them take over.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell your first name?
Evol. That's E-V-O-L.
Okay, that's how.
Love spelled backwards. Don't forget it.
That's how I wrote that. Which Lynch is this? Groove?
2 points.
Dennis?
Uh-huh. You're right on track.
Okay, good. That's my guy. So we're good. Okay. So let's start. Slide that mic over there to that young lady there.
Yeah.
And then your coach. Them two there. Bam. And then, right?
Yeah.
Introduce yourself, young lady.
My name is Yarley Stevens. I'm in the 10th grade. My name is Yarley Stevens. I'm in the 10th grade and I'm on the junior varsity.
10th grade and junior varsity?
Yeah.
How do I work? How do I work? 10th grade is a sophomore. You're supposed to be on a big team. What going on?
I don't want to stay on junior varsity.
Okay.
Because, like, it's the last year, so, like, why not? But next year, varsity.
Yeah, you want to dominate the junior varsity. That's what happened.
Sure.
Right?
Right. MVP.
I know it. I know it's a setup. You know what I'm saying? How do you spell your first name?
Yarelys.
Y-A-R.
E-L-Y-S.
E-L-Y-S. Okay, how you pronounce it?
Yarelys.
Okay, good. Young lady?
My name is Mariah Harris, and I'm one of the 5 seniors on the varsity team.
What position you play?
I play all over. I play wherever my coach put me.
Oh, really? I kindly beg your pardon. Okay? Yeah. Young lady? Let me see. Yeah, you can use that one. Yeah.
Good morning. My name is Naima Suarez. I'm also one of the five seniors on the Sinclair Educational Complex varsity team. And my positions that I play, shooting guard or post. I'm multifaceted.
How do you pronounce your last name?
Suarez.
Suarez. Okay, good. And you like to get them up. You take the shots.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I'm talking about. Cassie. Morning.
Okay. Morning, guys. Mm-hmm. My name is Cassie Rojas. I'm in the ninth grade. And I play for JV team. I'm a point guard.
You're a point guard?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Morning, everybody. My name is Reina Guadalupe. I'm in 10th grade, and I play on JV. This is my first year on the basketball team.
Okay. What position you play?
Huh?
You're a guard, too?
No, I'm a shooting guard.
You're a shooting guard?
Yeah.
Okay. And finally?
Good morning, everybody. My name is Sanaya James, and I am the point guard of the varsity basketball team for the Sinclair Educational Complex High School, and I am one of the seniors on the team.
That's what I thought I came about. So, Coach Lynch, congratulations. First of all, take the microphone back. Slide the mic back over there. Right? Oh, I beg your pardon. Come. Yeah, sorry. She didn't walk with me, so I can't. Don't hold it against me. Yeah. Go ahead.
As head coach Eva Lynn said, I'm Shaniqua Robinson, and I had the opportunity and pleasure of working with these young ladies alongside Lynch and Dr. Brittany Dawson, who is also the assistant coach as well. So this has been an experience on and off the court, and I'm just happy that these ladies have been successful and have this opportunity with you today, Neville. You have no idea how much it means to them because they were on time.
Oh yes.
And we have a running joke. We were all nervous because they never on time, and they were here before the coaches. So I just want to commend them for being on time and showing up and showing out and representing their school.
Congratulations in that regard. And you know, you're a part of TJX family, so by extension, we appreciate that. So Coach Lynch, good morning once again. Pull the microphone over, man. No, because, you know, I sure went on the basketball court and you're screaming after them.
What?
You know what I mean? So now I'm going to be for them what they can't be for you, right? I'm going to be the one to okay, so it's only right. Talk about the preparation for putting a team together. In this case, how many teams? Two teams?
Well,
get closer to the microphone, Coach.
Good morning once again. Mm-hmm. I'm Coach Lynch. Well, we started actually in October. The preparation for putting this team together was very strenuous and difficult. I actually started off hunting for coaches. I could not find any coaches to basically come along or come on board with me. I was just recovering from a major surgery, so therefore I was limping coming in to the season. So I know I needed the extra help or backup as far as coaching or having some, you know, assistant coaches on board. But nevertheless, Coach Robinson came on board, Coach Dr. Brittany Dawson as well, and we put a marvelous team together. These young ladies have worked hard. As I said, we've been working from since October. We was fortunate enough to have enough young ladies to be able to split the teams in half.
Mm-hmm.
Sinclair Educational Complex was not allowed to have a junior varsity team in years. So coming on board, as I said, we try something different. We tried to change the trajectory of how the system was running. And I feel like we was very successful. You know, seven girls on varsity, seven girls on JV. So we didn't really have a deep bench. So we basically had to use every player that we had. But as I said, it was a lot of preparation, a lot of work. These young ladies work hard. We basically practice four times a week. You know, if I have any extra time, we come into the gym and, you know, do extra workouts and stuff with these young ladies. And
what was the team's records?
What was the team's records? Well, my JV team actually went 11-1 for the season. They lost one game at a buzzer beater, which was heartbreaking.
Who beat them?
I have to shout out, you know, John H. Woodson Middle School. You know, there was the young ladies that beat them in that game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got revenge on John Woodson.
We sure did got revenge. Actually, this past weekend.
Calm down, man.
Calm down.
I'm just having fun.
It's amazing how the world is round. Yeah. We actually beat them in a buzzer beater this past weekend.
That's what the game is.
You know, it was 2 seconds on a clock.
So that was the title game? Or
actually, that was a game to get us to the championship for the JV tournament.
And okay. So you were in a tournament.
Yeah, we won a tournament this weekend.
And who'd you beat in the finals?
We beat Central High School in the finals.
Central High, the Caribs, they also have a JV team as well.
Exactly.
Okay, good. So the 11-1, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's what? How many JV players we got here? Two or three?
Three JV players, three varsity players.
I like that Krushan Twang.
Yes, I'm sorry.
No. Three JV players.
Listen
man.
To it. Three.
Not three.
Not three.
Three JV players. So I like that. Yeah. And the big team. What was the record for the big team?
Three and three. Last three, win three.
Okay. The season's still going on or done?
Well, the season is over with, but we do have a tournament coming up in the end of the month. Mm-hmm. And we'll be traveling to St. Thomas, hopefully.
Okay.
So, of course, my varsity team will be going. What we do when we have tournaments, we join both teams. So you
have a 14 lady squad.
12.
12 lady squad.
12.
Okay.
So
sorry for adding 7 and 7 and not coming
it's
up
okay.
with 12. I apologize
okay.
for that.
I'm here to okay. correct
I,
you.
I apologize.
No
for
worries.
That. Okay. Good. Good. So I learned today that 7 and 7
uh-huh.
is 12.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that part.
So
yeah.
We're on our way.
That part.
Not. Okay. So good season. Looking to build on this for next year?
Definitely. As some of the young ladies mentioned, we had 7 players on the varsity. I have 5 seniors.
Okay. So the JV is going to be filling slots.
We definitely will be rebuilding again.
Okay.
You know, so.
And then you have to rebuild the JV because, right?
The ladies going to have to come out.
The succession plan
yes.
happens, right?
She do. I have to intercept because she's being modest as usual.
Oh boy, here we go.
But I have to make note that some of the young ladies on the team have never even caught a ball or couldn't even dribble a ball
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of the season. And when she said practice was 4 days a week, we have to shout out the school administration. We have to shout out the parents. We have to shout out everyone that played an intricate role in getting the young ladies to where they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we literally started from the bottom. Now we're here. Like literally. Coach Lynch really worked one-on-one with these girls and when I tell you, some couldn't catch a ball. We have one of the most improved players here with us right now, who is one of the best defensive players on the team. So I just wanted to dig a little deeper to let you guys know, like, we literally started from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
So her starting from scratch again, I ain't worried. I think she already proved herself and we can do it again.
That's what we're talking about. So the JV team was a dominant team.
Very much so.
And the varsity team was not.
How dare you say that?
3-3. Three and three is not dominant.
No. My varsity team put in the work.
I'm not talking about the effort.
Uh-huh.
I'm just talking about the record. You right? Because I want you to, as a coach, right? Uh-huh. I'm gonna tell you something that I want you to walk with. Because mm-hmm. I used to coach as well.
Uh-huh.
Right? Bill Parcells was a football coach, and he had a great football team 1 year. And the team, going into the season, the team was supposed to be a dominant team. So like 10 games into the season, the team is 5-5. So a media person asked Bill Parcells, well, why is your team underperforming? Your team's supposed to be better than this. And he said something that I'm going to tell you now that I want you to walk with. He said, you are what your record says you are. Okay? So when I look at this, 11-1 is a dominant team. That means you play 12 games and you win 11 out of 12. That's a high percentage. Now, the varsity team, they gave the effort, but they won 3 and they lost 3, right? So they were somewhat kind of in between, right? That's all I'm saying. I'm not knocking the varsity players. I love you to death. I just want you to know that's how you use your record as motivation for 24-25. So when they come back in here next year, 5-1, 6-0, that's what I'm talking about.
Come back being
okay? Then you need motivation.
We can't come back.
Okay. Who graduated?
5 seniors.
Ala again?
Yeah,
yes.
We have 5 seniors.
We're 5 seniors.
I'm hurt.
Yeah, it is devastating.
Yeah, because, you know, you fall in love with folks, you know what I'm saying? We're human. But what? You know what I mean? I'm moving on to what I'm going to be in my chair at some point down the road. You know what I mean? It's like that. So I want to make sure I get these names correctly. Yarlis. Yarlis Stevens. Junior varsity. Maria Harris. Varsity. Yes. Naima Suarez. Got that correct?
Yes.
Varsity. Cassie Rojas. JV. Yep. Rina Guadalupe.
Yeah.
JV.
Yes.
Sanaya James. Varsity.
Yes, sir.
You know, you got a great last name, you know. You know that, right? You know that, right?
It's a Catholic interest.
I named because of that dude who just scored 40,000 points. the host for this show got James, though, so I like that one, and I'm just teasing. And then, of course, we got Eva Lynch, Shaniqua Robinson, and Brittany Dawson, right? So, great start to this conversation. Let me go to Miss Stevens as a JV player. You ready for the big, ready to take that next step? What position you play?
Shooting guard.
You a shooting guard? I see I got a lot of shooters here.
Mm-hmm. That's my name.
That's her nickname.
Her nickname is Shooter for the team. That's her actual nickname.
Everybody here has a nickname.
Yes.
Caitlin Clark. That's you.
You know who that is?
Yes. Okay, I hear you. I like that. The varsity. By the way, 12 games for JV, 6 games for varsity. Is that because we don't have as many varsity teams as we have JV teams?
Correct.
Okay, good. So I just want to let the public know. Because normally it's the other way around. You know what I'm saying? But in this case, twice as many teams for the JV. Practice. People start laughing now.
Okay, so...
Talk about the importance of practice and how it translates to performance during the games, okay, from your perspective.
Practice to me was like team building, because you know you have to have like team ball on the court in order to play together.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't easy at first, but eventually it started to get easier and easier because we got used to the drills and the practices and stuff like that. And
so as the season went on, the routines. Yeah, became more easier, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. And the JV practice with the varsity?
Yes.
So that's unfair.
Why is that?
Yeah, because you had JV players playing against varsity players in practice, and then in games, I taking advantage of people cheering. Huh?
One band, one sound?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. For those of you who don't know, that's Ms. Suarez chiming in. So we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get to Ms. Harris, Ms. Suarez, she called me now her own, Ms. Rojas, Ms. Guadalupe, Ms. James, we'll join Ms. Stevens and of course Coach Lynch and Coach Robinson. We got the Lady Barras here in the studio joining us here to analyze this. We'll take a break. I'll be back right after this.
Bank of St. Croix has something for everyone. With 2 locations, the Bank of St. Croix provides personal and business checking accounts, online banking, and mobile apps for banking on the go, a nonprofit community investment checking account, and a 24-hour banking cash management platform. Bank of St. Croix, Gallows Bay, Bank of St. Croix, Peters Rest, and online, bankofstcroix.com. For details about our nonprofit community investment checking account, our service specialists are ready to help. Bank of St. Croix, member FDIC.
As the news gets more complex and changes through the day, you need more than just a quick headline check. Here and Now keeps you connected to your world between Morning Edition and All Things Considered, as the news and the people shaping it are changing in real time. I'm Robin Young. Follow along on Here and Now, NPR News weekday afternoons
from 2 to 4 on WTJX-FM, your your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Hi, I'm Peter Sagal. You spent the week listening to the news. Don't you think you deserve to show off what you've learned on Wait, we give you a chance to impress your friends with your knowledge of international incidents, political gaffes, and the latest advancement in German nudists. You'll be the life of the party. Or the death. Either way, you'll make an impression and you can thank Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Meet Rita Moreno.
I wanted to be a movie star from the time I saw my first picture.
Who found her good times only after some really difficult ones.
I was often treated like a sex object.
Enjoy Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony winner Rita Moreno, just a girl who decided to go for it.
Very early on, I realized that getting attention was a very nice thing.
On American Masters.
Tune in Friday, March 8th at 10 p.m. on WTJX TV, Channel 12.
And we're back here and analyze this, and we got the Lady Barras, the JV and varsity team members from the St. Croix Educational Complex here in the studio, along with Coach Yvonne Lynch and Shanika Robinson. Brittany Dawson is working right now. She and I have been communicating on the cell phone because I was wondering where she was, but she got a gig. So it's all good. Final question from Ms. Stevens. Ms. Stevens, I know you played against Woodson and against Central, JV. Who else did you play against? What other schools?
Pearl B, Juanita, and Good Hope.
Juanita Garden and Country Day Good Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Country Day Good Hope. All right. There we go. Thank you very much, Ms. Stevens. I'll be back with you in a little bit. All right?
Okay. Yeah.
Because I like the team building thing that you were talking about. Ms. Harris, what's up?
Hey.
Where you from? What part of St. Croix are you from? The West? Huh?
West.
From the West?
Yes.
Grove?
Grove.
You from Grove?
Well.
I want you to know, right, that Grove Place, over the years, I could say over the last 40, 50 years, you think I'm an NSC? Had some great, great basketball players come out of Grove, right? This long before she met. I know she could ball. So Ayo got a reputation you got to uphold, Ms. Harris. Oh, he's like the boys' ballpark. You play outdoors.
Yes.
Right. When did you fall in love with basketball?
When
did you know? At what age did you know this is my thing?
I started playing in like sixth grade. It was a gym class that I had, and I just always just used to go straight for the basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And then to the point where I asked my gym teacher, can I take this home and practice with it? And then I joined a team, and I realized, like, wow, I'm naturally good at this, so I want to keep doing this. I want to excel.
You fell in love with the game?
Yes.
This is Yula Rivera?
No.
What?
I started at Claro.
Claro, okay. Okay, that's good. I just asked a question because you live in Grove, and I'm excited. That's why it's not good to assume. That's why you ask a question. When you assume, you know what happens, right? And we can't say that on the radio right now. And you are a
senior
on a court. You play.
I play wherever my coach.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I can handle the ball. I can shoot. I can do whatever.
You can do it all.
Yes.
Okay, good. I like that. Where are you going? What are you doing in the fall? UVI, you going to the mainland?
I'm going to
the service
college in North Carolina.
Where are you going to?
North Carolina A&T.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Congratulations, man.
Okay.
Yeah, man. No. That's a big time school.
She's an AP student.
Yes, I am AP computer science.
I think Brittany.
That's my major.
I think Brittany told me that. Right.
Uh-oh.
What's the major?
Computer science.
Oh, you're gonna be a whiz. That's what I'm talking about. Mariah is also an AP student. Wow. That's what I'm talking about. So you're not a dummy. You know what I mean?
They're
gonna talk to you how they want. I like that. Right? Yeah. Fell in love with computers. Or you just are good at it.
I I've been good at dealing with computers. Mm. I said from the time I was like in third grade, I've been into computers and all of that. And then my mom, she's also good with dealing with computers and stuff. So I would just watch her and just be like, yeah, I like this.
That's what I'm talking about. Teach me. That's what I'm talking about. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You got it. So. No, she ain't afraid of Micah dial, so we gonna have fun. We gonna have fun with this son.
We know. That's why she's here.
What's up, Naima?
Yes.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
You are a point guard or?
No, I'm a shooting guard.
You got a lot of shooters on this team, man. What's up with it? You
know what I'm saying? Of course. I'm a shooting guard and I play post as well.
You play the post?
Yes.
Okay, good. You got any idols in basketball?
Idols, I would say Angel Reese from LSU and oh my god, I forgot her name. But Angel Reese.
Yeah. Well, let's see if you can remember that name.
I don't remember the name.
She plays for college. She plays in college.
Yeah, she plays for the number one team right now in the
South Carolina.
Country, South Carolina.
South Carolina. Okay.
Nalia Boston. She just came up on there.
Yeah.
I forgot her name right now.
We'll figure it out.
I remember eventually.
You graduating this year?
Yes, it's my last year.
What are you doing in the fall?
In the fall, I'm planning to attend St. Croix. UVI right here at St. Croix, so I could get my master's and bachelor's degree in business administration and business association. So yeah, that's my plan after high school.
You say you play the post.
Yes.
So you like taking advantage of people down there, under the basket.
My first time when I played the post, I watched Coach Lynch like, "Are you really want me to play the post?" The girl is like 6 foot something. I'm like 5'3", 5'4". You sure you want me to play the post?
How big is the person you're guarding?
Let me see, like 5'10", 5'11". The girl was really tall. Well, I did. I played big ball. I got a rebound. Put it back up.
That's all that matters, to be honest.
Yes, all that matters.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I like that. You know what I'm saying? So, one thing I enjoy doing is research. Okay? So before this, you're done talking, you know? We gonna find out. This person on South Carolina team, she plays forward or she plays
center? She plays a point guard and a wing.
She's a point guard?
And a wing. I have her face in my head, but I just don't remember her name right now.
Malaysia
Fawaili. That's her name.
That's what I'm talking about. I did that. You know what I'm saying? All right? Okay. I know you think you're bad at all that. That's me.
That's assist.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
We're gonna put
it
in the books.
Yeah.
2 points.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Well, you know, congratulations, Ms. Suarez.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Good. So, we got another JV player here. Cassie, what's up, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, gosh. You're a point guard.
Yes, I am a point guard.
So you got to distribute, make sure everybody's happy.
Yeah.
And control tempo, right? Oh, yes. Sometimes you got to slow down the game. Sometimes you got to pick it up, right? Yeah. Talk a little bit about your basketball acumen and the point guard position and the responsibilities and all that.
So, let's start from October. I wasn't coming practice because like a lot of stuff was going on in my life.
Okay.
So that really like bring me down and I didn't want to play anymore. I was like thinking to like quit and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But my coach, she obviously like bring me out here and she was like, yeah. And she saw me play and she saw something in me. So that gave me like more motivation. So I could play more and stuff.
Oh man, you trying to make people cry up in there, man?
No.
Keep
your tears
because what you're talking about is a real life experience that people be dealing with. You know what I'm saying? They see athletes on the basketball court, on the playing field, and they think, "Oh, everything is all right." But you had an issue to deal with, so
yeah.
I'm glad that you overcame that, and then the players supported you as well, allowed for you to
because
you need
it. Especially Mariah.
You need
and Sinaya.
Yeah,
don't worry.
So you needed they were necessary distractions.
Yes, they were. They made practice fun and well practice is fun but like they made it like more like you know wanting me to come there more like you know.
That's what I'm talking about. So 10th grade next year?
Yep.
Or 11th grade?
10th
grade next year. Yes. You still are eligible to play on the JV team next year if you wanted to?
Yes, I am.
What are you going to do? You haven't made up your mind yet?
I don't know. I think I want to play varsity because, like, it's more challenging.
That's what I'm talking about.
So I don't want to, like, be on the JV team and then we win in all our games and we don't have, like, challenges.
That's what I'm talking about, man. I like that.
So
you
know, I want to play against, I guess, Anisha. My little buddy. I want to play against her.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go on varsity.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I like that. You want the comp, right? You want competition. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And competition is healthy. It'll bring out the best in you. So, glad to meet you this morning, Ms. Rojas.
Yes.
Nice glad talking to you as well. You know what I'm saying? We still got another half hour, so we're good. Rina Guadalupe. I noticed they got a lot of Latin names up in this joint here. Suarez and Rojas and Guadalupe.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. How are you?
I'm good, you?
I'm good. Ah, oh, that's so sweet. I like that. And what position you play?
I play shooting guard.
You're a shooting guard?
Yeah.
And you're on the JV this year?
Yes.
And you're going to what grade? 10th grade next year? Or
11th? No, I go in 11th grade next year.
So you're on the varsity. You don't have a choice.
I don't have a choice.
Okay, good. Looking forward to it?
Yeah. Mm. I'm looking forward to the challenge, like Cassie said, because right now I feel like the JV, since we win in a lot, it is like pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
And the varsity would be like more working for it.
Yeah, not only that, right? We got to get that 3-3, yeah. Like 4-2, 5-1, 6-0. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. You got anybody you model your game after? Or you're one of one?
Since I just start off, I really don't know that much about the basketball outside our school. So yeah. Once I this summer, I should start figuring all of that out.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. There's something about chemistry. Yeah. You know, a lot of people know about talent, right? But when you're winning as a team, it requires chemistry, right?
Yeah.
From that perspective, talk about how the your teammates and all that stuff are. You're gelling and when are you going to war is like, the next team really they're in trouble because we come in as a unit.
So like the teamwork, like how it is. So with the coaches, we have a lot of team building days where we get to know the teammates.
Mm-hmm.
So we work on our differences. We try to put our differences aside as well, so that way when we on the court, they don't interfere with us passing the ball and stuff like that.
That's like that. You know, here's something. I'm old, right? But everybody wishes that they were in high school for their whole life.
Yeah.
Right? And to hear you, and I'm serious, to hear you saying in this terminology, the terminology, putting our differences aside, them kind of tone we never used to use when we being in school. You know what I mean? And we wanted to believe that we know it all.
Yeah.
Brainos. But I'm just proud, and I'm sure Coach Lynch and Coach Robinson are equally as proud to hear you young ladies speaking like professional athletes. You know what I'm saying? Team building over here, putting our differences aside.
Yeah.
My gosh, I like that, man. Seriously, and I'm sure my audience appreciates that. You know what I'm saying? So that's good.
They're like our second family.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. I need to take a bow in that regard. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. Synchro educational educational complex. That E word, that educational, is working.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? So congratulations. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? So, principal? Who's the principal now?
Principal Moorhead.
Roderick?
No,
Rodney. His uncle. Me and Roderick, so I made that mistake.
Yeah, okay.
Rodney and I be on the same bowling team. Okay. And his brother was my campaign manager when I was a politician back then. So I apologize. So that's congratulations to the whole Synchro Educational Complex family. Yes. And y'all need to be proud. Y'all need to be proud of the ladies representing the school here this morning. Which brings me to Sanaya. Ms. James.
A.K.A. Benz.
Well, explain that to the audience.
Okay. Okay, but my nickname on the team is Ben, just like how everybody else have a nickname. Mm-hmm. My nickname is Ben.
Mm-hmm. No, I know. When I hear Ben's, I'm thinking of one thing, but I ain't assuming nothing.
Expensive.
What does Ben's mean there now?
Ben's is her own model. She walks a certain way, she acts a certain way, she dresses a certain way.
And she speaks to herself in third person.
She sure does.
I know there's that. Graduating this year, huh?
Yes, I am.
What are you doing in the fall?
I am going to college for business, economics, finance, entrepreneurship.
Where at?
Barry University.
Oh, Barry. Miami Shores. I hear you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Barry University.
Yes.
Okay. And what position you play?
I play the point guard of the varsity team.
What was it like this year playing on the varsity team?
It was very much so. In the beginning, it was hard because I had stopped playing basketball for like a while. And Mariah...
Define a while.
Like, years.
For real?
Like, since 8th grade, I have not picked up a ball until my senior year of high school.
9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade. 8th grade was pandemic time.
Yes.
So... you pick up the ball this year. Did you have to relearn the game, or are you just naturally gifted like that, so it was easy for you?
Naturally gifted.
You ain't bashful neither. I know what is that.
Ben's.
That's what I thought I came about. So, what's it like where the varsity is watching the JV play twice as many games as the varsity?
Well, at first, I was kind of jealous, to be honest.
You're supposed to be. Don't be afraid to say that. Because you want to play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At first, I was kind of jealous because it was like how they get so many other teams to play against them and we only get two.
Mm-hmm.
But after a while, I grew to learn the game and it just gave me more practice time, to be honest, since we don't have as much games. So it just gave us more practice time to bond with each other.
You support the JV team?
I sure do. To every game.
That's what I'm talking about. Next, talking to you. Shaniqua, take that microphone there. What's it like working with young ladies who apparently, right, are just meshing and blending like this?
Oh no, they're meshing and blending now. They mesh. This is the end of the season. This is the end of the road. As Coach Lynch mentioned, we started from October of 2023. I think we was actually one of the first teams that were practicing out the gate.
Mm-hmm.
It was work on and off the court. I always tell people, Coach Lynch approached me to assist her with coaching. I've never coached a team before. I played basketball from junior high. I played college ball with University of the Virgin Islands, point guard. And I never had the experience of coaching. Coach Lynch now have like 10, 11 years under her belt as a coach. She's like I would say world renowned, even though we're in the Virgin Islands. She's experienced,
mm-hmm.
you know. So for her to bring me on board, it was an honor. It was an honor. I'm used to mentoring young ladies on a whole. So mentoring them on and off the court was not a challenge, but it was a challenge, if that makes sense.
No.
gelling on the team, on the court is one thing, but everybody, as Cassie mentioned, you know, everybody have life. Life is happening. Their young ladies are going through different stages and phases of life. And just being a role model and an assistant on and off the court is, I think that helped with bringing them together, team building. I have to mention that Coach Lynch, Coach B, well, Coach Dawson,
mm-hmm.
and we take the girls on the beach. And I was waiting to see if anybody would have mentioned that.
We're going to take a break right there and come back and we pick it up right there.
Okay, right? No problem.
And my boss wanted me to know that you missed the Beyonce reference from the point guard when she referred to herself. I will explain that to me on the next time when we come. I find it great.
Take it back tonight on the way back.
We'll be back with the ladies, the Lady Barras, right after this.
Good to go.
He said that black smoke was constantly coming out of the burn pits 24/7. And my reaction to it was like, wow, that doesn't sound very safe. Wonder what that's about. And in my mind, I couldn't imagine at the time that type of system operating could potentially harm our service members.
Journalism that seeks and reveals. That's On Point with me, Meghna Chakrabarty.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Morning Edition takes you across this country and around the world with stories that keep you informed and the context to understand what matters. The news comes at you quickly, but we slow it down to examine each story from different angles and give perspective on what might happen next. A brand new day comes with new possibilities and a new edition of Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition, weekdays at 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
You know a good story when you hear it. Makes you feel, laugh, think. Sometimes you get a little teary. I'm Scott Simon, host of Weekend Edition Saturday, and each week we bring you stories from around the country and around the world. Stories that help you learn, make you smile, catch you by surprise. Please join us every Saturday for the news you need and the stories you won't forget.
Weekend Edition, Saturdays at 9 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Weekday mornings are a juggle, sometimes even a struggle. Morning Edition from NPR News eases you into your day and keeps you company through the chaos of a busy morning. Hear interviews that give you context on the day's biggest stories, along with reporting and updates on the latest breaking news. Stay on top of the world with Morning Edition every weekday.
Morning Edition, weekdays at 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
We're back here. Analyze this. There we go. I was hearing myself. And we got the Lady Barrett in the house. Coach Yvonne Lynch, assistant coach or co-coach. What is it? Assistant?
Big dog.
I'm talking about Shaniqua.
The big dog.
I'm talking about Shaniqua.
Oh, no, I'm assistant.
Assistant coach Shaniqua. No, I know you're the coach. You calling the shots. You know what I'm saying? We're good.
3 points.
Yarlis? Will I ever pronounce it correctly here?
Maybe, maybe not.
I know, you're right. Pronounce it again?
Yarlis.
I pronounced it good. Pronounce it good. Yarlis Stevens, Mariah Harris, Naima Suarez, Cassie Rojas, Rina Guadalupe.
Benz.
Miss James.
Sanaya
James. And Shaniqua Robinson, assistant coach. Sanaya, Beyonce, you made a Beyonce reference that flew right over my head.
I sure did.
Or flew around my head, my big head. What was like? Did I say what was you saying, Sanaya?
She dressed a certain way, she talks a certain way, and she acts a certain way.
That's what I'm talking about. I like that. Miss Suarez, you want to say something?
Oh, no.
I see you grabbing the microphone and all that stuff. You good?
We good.
You're good. Okay, good. So, Coach Lynch, let me ask you a question. As a basketball coach, it's one thing to have talent. But the players need to have an appreciation for the fundamentals of basketball. Understanding that you could do all the stylish stuff and all that. Talk about how you incorporate that as a coach to keep the players not necessarily in check, but you don't want them to be out of control.
Honestly, it wasn't that difficult. We have a good group of girls. As far as fundamentals and drills and stuff like that, they are very in tune. I don't have a problem showing them drills. We don't have a problem showing them drills, and they're catching on. You know, I don't really have too much of a stylish team, a team that likes to show off. You know, they step on the court and they do the job. So as far as practice and coming in and showing them different skills and drills and stuff like that, it comes natural.
So are you saying you got like a business-like squad? They come in, handle business, and do what they got to do. That's what you're saying?
Most definitely.
That's what I'm talking about. No, when I'm talking about fundamentals, you know, at your point guard, you want them to be able to dribble the ball correctly, pass to the open player, right? You want your Miss Suarez's of the world when they're down in the post, boxing out, making sure they get the rebounds, all that stuff. You want your shooters to put themselves in position where, you know, when they're taking that shot, they don't have two people guarding them and they're being selfish. Because you want them to pass the ball when the other team realizes that that person can score, things of that nature. That's what I was referring to.
Well, Coach Lynch. The key of having assistant coaches. You know, as Coach Robinson mentioned, I have years under my belt. And
yeah, I heard you had a national team player and all that good stuff.
Wow.
I heard, I got the word. Congratulations on that. Yo, give your coach a round of applause if you're a national team. National team player. Okay. What was that experience like? Get closer to the microphone, man. Y'all will be. When I was coach,
running from each side of the court.
Yeah,
in a different arena.
Yeah.
Well, that was a lot of years ago, but at the time I actually was the youngest player to join the national team in my era. It was very interesting. It was a good experience. You know, we get to travel a lot. You know, Bahamas. You know, we actually won the championship in that year, 2002.
Okay.
We came home with the gold medal, you know, so the experience was one of a kind. I'm glad I got the chance to actually play for the Virgin Islands and represent.
Talk about putting on that Virgin Islands jersey and what that feeling was like the very first time. Speechless, because you ain't talking.
I'm actually trying to put myself back in that moment. As I said at the time, I was playing with women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was the youngest player at the time, so it was kind of nerve-wracking, actually, being away from home and you traveling to a different country and stuff like that. It was amazing. You putting on a jersey and you representing your country or your island, it's one of a kind.
That's what you're talking about. That's how Miss Yvonne Lynch, the coach, head coach for the ladies team. So I got a photo of the squad here. You know what I'm saying? This is nice.
Yes. Jersey's designed by Coach Dr. Brittany Dawson.
That's Hot Dr. Girls. Dawson here.
Yes, she did all of that.
That's what I'm talking
for
about.
Hot Girls.
Yeah, I'm just freaking out and looking at the numbers.
Shoes,
you know,
everything. All done by
your Cassie. Number 13.
Dr.
That's you?
Dawson, yes.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Miss Guadalupe, 22. That's you?
No. That's actually Morgan Lawrence. She's not here today. She was switching up. Okay.
Yeah. I was a little, I got a little nervous because I wanted if I blind. Ain't that you?
Yeah, that's me.
That's what I'm saying.
The jersey, I had to leave my jersey home that day.
So what's your actual number?
14.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Okay, cool. Number one.
Uh-huh. Shooter.
Right, that I came about. Right? Hold on, guys. I'm trying to find the other numbers here.
That's right,
then. Yeah. Yo, I'm sorry, you know what I'm saying, but Suarez, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's actually a backstory to how I got my jersey number 23.
Yeah, 23. Which number 23?
Like Michael Jordan number 23?
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm asking. Is it Jordan 23 or LeBron 23?
No, Jordan 23.
That's what I'm talking about.
At the time, I was at junior high, and from them, me, Mariah, and Sena, and other seniors from the team, we were playing ball together. And it was this one practice where we was doing layups, and that was my first time doing a layup, and I had a wide stance when I first did a layup. Mm-hmm. So from since then on, he used to call me Jordan or 23.
Jump woman, not jump man, right? Yeah. Jump woman, right? That's what I'm talking about.
They used to say I look like the Jordan logo.
The logo. Yeah.
So from since ever then, I was 23.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I'm talking about. And for as long as you live, right, between from now until the end of the world, there will always be who's better, number 23, Jordan or LeBron.
Personally, it's Jordan.
No, check this out, right? It's Jordan. You got to say for you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's no comparison.
LeBron is special. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But Jordan is incomparable. Yes. And I'll leave it at that. Now, young lady, I ain't got your number, man, because you blocked. What's up with that, man?
Number 12.
That's what I'm talking about. Hold on there.
Tell me
a
story. Where you been?
What number you been,
Bex? So basically, that picture that you're seeing right now, I was kind of late, so I didn't get to be in that picture.
Missing an action.
But I am number 2, big 2, never a little. Definitely.
Late, just like Beyonce.
Oh. But worth it.
Nah, without a doubt. You know what I'm saying? So we good. So we got all the numbers, right?
Yes. You missing Cassie 13.
She was the first.
Number one.
Are you the first one?
Yes.
Okay. Number 12, Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Number 13. Number
14.
14. 14. 14. And
big two.
Number two.
The big two.
That's what I'm talking about. I just want y'all to know, as it relates to NBA history, number 33 is a special number. Cassie, tell them next year you want 33. Tell them, Senator, tell them Neville James said that he want me wearing 33. Okay? 33 is a great.
33.
All right? I want Cassie to wear number 33 next year. All right? It's all good. Shaniqua, take that microphone. I could just see you beaming.
I'm just a proud of them. I just look like a proud mom.
That's what I'm saying. So, talk about from your perspective as a coach. We have a situation in our schools where a lot of our teachers are actually doing parenting as well. They're not just educating. Children look up to them. They're inspirational and all that stuff. Talk about it from that perspective, Shaniqua.
Coach Lynch, watch me. Like, you want to tap in? You want me to tag you in?
No, you good.
You sure?
Positive.
Yes. Coach Lynch touched on getting the team together on the court, which she said, you know, I agree, was a smooth transition. I feel like we did more work off the court. You agree with me, Coach Lynch?
Definitely.
Yeah. I feel like we did way more work off the court with the young ladies.
So are you complimenting me? Because I touched on a very sensitive nerve. Is that what you're saying here?
Yes. 2 points for you.
Yeah, you really...
I'm scoring a lot of
points.
You got
to go.
I'm scoring a lot of points here this
morning.
So
just for reference, we have this thing where we go, brr, 2 points, good to go. You know what, Maria? Tell them where you come from real quickly.
Please do.
Well, number two, Shania, every time she's going for a layup, she's like a bullet going down the stretch. So
Shania, quick?
Yes, she's super the quickest fast. On the team.
Super fast.
Fastest one.
So every time she's going for a layup, we'll have to tell her, like, jump, slow stop, down. Jump, stop.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when she finally do the jump stop, yeah. It was like, wow, oh, my gosh, 2 points. So it was like, yeah. 2 points, good to go.
Because in the book,
let me add into that.
The book is not going to say she jump stop for the 2 points. It's just going to say Shania James number two, 2 points.
That's good exactly that's where it came about. From. Thank you very much for that.
That's what I talk
but,
about.
But yes, Neville, you definitely touched on a sensitive topic because it was a lot more work off the court. And I'm glad Raina mentioned putting differences aside. We've showed up to games and everybody. They're someplace else. Nobody, literally, their body's at the gym and they're not there, Neville. And I swear, I think between Coach Lynch, Coach B, and I, we've had more interventions amongst each other after practices, before the games, after the games, than I've ever experienced in my years of mentoring young ladies.
Mm-hmm.
So getting them to, as Raina said, put their differences aside, be more mature, grow. Like, we have seen the growth from October to right now. So, yes, that's why I'm here in the corner, literally with water in my eyes, because I'm like, I am very proud of each and every one of them, even the players that are not here today. They're in the group chat. They're supporting the team. We speak so much about team building and supporting one another on and off the court. The group chat is literally turned right now.
So
everyone is shouting out like, yes, Anaya, yeah, Cassie, good job. Yeah, coach, we hear you. You know, I want to big up the remaining players on the team for tuning in.
I want Maria to go. That guy. It looks like Maria is holding.
Run it, Maria. Run it, Maria. Call him out. Call him out.
Microphone.
First one on the list,
mm-hmm.
we have Elisha
Ramirez.
Mm-hmm. She was in here for, she, and then Malik Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
She been there from start to finish. And Ayana.
Mm-hmm.
We have both
Ayanas. We have two Ayanas.
Two Ayanas, okay.
So be specific, Bullseye.
Yes.
And Gittins.
Mm-hmm. And Malik just hear it, she said, boom.
That's one thing, Neville. They support each other so much.
Yeah, don't forget Dela Cruz.
Dela Cruz, cruising for some bruising.
Yes. Mm-hmm. My little sister, big number
Nalissa.
Four.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, I want
and Molly. How we could forget Molly.
Molly, if you're listening, I'm so sorry as your buddy. Mm-hmm. I know.
You should have been the first name you call.
Yes.
Tell us about the buddy system too.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, so
Our wonderful coaches, they orchestrated a wonderful idea to have a buddy system, meaning that was to show us accountability for one another. But with a buddy system, they line us up, put us in pairs, what they thought was our best matchup. So my buddy is Cassie. She's on a JV team. She's sitting right next to me. And with this buddy system, it showed us accountability, like I said earlier. Then it showed us how to mature, how to communicate well with the coaches and with our buddy. It shows us and it helped us to build chemistry with our buddy and with the players on and off the court. How to be responsible for each other, because if I'm running late, I have to let my coach know. I have to let my buddy know, like, why or if I'm coming to practice. So, you know, that really helped us with communication.
No. Why you're not coming to
practice. Oh, why I'm not coming to practice. Yeah. And that really helped with communication a lot. Mm-hmm. So the buddy system was, like, one of the best ideas that they orchestrated this season. And then I never saw or heard of any coach or coaches before done that. So,
yeah. And what's well, so crazy you know, is...
First of all, I want to congratulate the three of you seniors for your leadership.
Thank you.
I wish you well going forward. Barry University, UVA, and North Carolina A&T will be better institutions come August with your presence at those universities. That's number one. Number two, I always keep an eye on the quiet one. And I noticed Miss Stevens over there just chilling. Them days gonna go keep your eye on. You know what I'm saying? They don't just absorb everything and just taking in everything and they don't miss no details. So I keep in my eye on you, Miss Stevens. You know what I'm saying? Right? Mm. Of course, you know, I don't know if I noticed it, but Cassie's kind of like my favorite. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying?
My buddy.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I love all of y'all, but Cassie kind of won me over this morning. You know what I'm saying? Number 33, going forward. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with that. I'm at Guadalupe, you go look out, you know what I mean? Run things. I know you just started the game, but I think you're going to be all right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we're good. Coach Lynch, congratulations. Did a great job.
Greatly appreciate that.
14-4 in total, yeah. Right?
I like how you put that together.
It's a team thing, right? I heard y'all talking about team building and all that stuff. So can we get a quick high five? I mean, team thing.
Okay,
time running out, so we got to move fast.
Come. Ready?
Let's get this.
This is
me, Tora and Tree.
1, 2, 3, Tora and Tree.
That's what I thought I came about. That's the Lady Barras JV basketball team. Miss Stevens, Miss Harris, Miss Suarez, Miss Rojas, Miss Guadalupe, Miss James, Coach Lynch, Coach Robinson, Coach Dawson, other players who aren't here. We want to give them a shout out. Congratulations for all the work you did this year, ladies. And keep up the good work. All right? And thanks for being here today. Okay? Great show, everybody. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with another great edition of Analyze This. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect those of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
Human beings have been making music for tens of thousands of years. It brings us together. It has the power to communicate emotions and ideas. It's a profound part of the human experience. Hear the stories behind the music you love and new music you might fall in love with. I'm Raina Duras. Join me for in-depth interviews with artists who are continuing that musical history on World Cafe.
Weekdays at 10 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1.
On Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, we are not afraid to stand up to the high and mighty like Jeff Bezos.
He had that big cowboy hat on. He looked like a shrink ray had hit Garth Brooks.
I'm Peter Sagal. Join me as we speak truth to power, at least until power agrees to buy us out, on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me from NPR.
Saturdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.